Besides having the northernmost espresso bar in the United States, Alaska's North Slope is home to vast numbers of caribou, polar bears, marine mammals, and migratory waterfowl. In the towns and villages of the area live a human population of mostly Inupiaq Eskimo who depend heavily on wild animals for their daily food. Balancing the needs of the Inupiaq against the often global pressure on their food supply is a huge job for the North Slope Burl Wildlife Department, requiring personnel with backgrounds in biology, the skills of an anthropologist, and a lifetime spent using the wild resources of the region, from bowhead whales to white-fronted geese. Reporter Robert Woolsey visited Barrow, Alaska, to meet with a person who just happens to answer this unlikely description.
But I think that I've always been interested in natural resources. I'm, you know, love to be out in the field just walking and exploring. That's what the caribou eat. Mm-hmm. And then this type of green might be what we use to put in our misirak or our seal oil. My grandma used to tell us, you know, what did the people use these resources for?
If you walk far enough away from Barrow, the town slowly descends below the arc of the horizon, and all that's left is an uninterrupted sweep of tundra and ocean as far as the eye can see. This unpromising land is surprisingly rich, however, and has sustained the Inupiaq Eskimo for thousands of years. Takalik Hipp is the deputy director of the North Slope Burl Wildlife Department, but she is not a college-trained biologist. To better understand the wild resources of the 56,000 square miles of the North Slope, an area the size of Wisconsin, the Wildlife Department has decided to study the subsistence hunting patterns of the Eskimo. The Inupiaq, the reasoning goes, are closely attuned both to the health and availability of many species of game and to the condition of the habitat. Takalik Hipa is a wildlife manager who studies people.
Our survey forms to collect the harvest information is one page long. Then you go there and you sit down and you could spend 2-3 hours talking to one individual about their hunting experience, and you gain so much knowledge about how they use the particular area and, you know, the history too. They always talk about the past, about when they were growing up and their grandparents, just sitting down and having an open ear. They love to talk about it.
When she's not traveling to the far-flung villages of the North Slope to conduct interviews for the subsistence harvest documentation project, Hepa herself is an active subsistence hunter, a tradition she received from her mother, who is co-captain of one of Barrow's bowhead whaling crews.
Even my friends, when I was in high school, they'd say, you know, Takaliki, I know that you like to go camping and go geese hunting and go whaling, or... And I think it's just in my heart to be active in this type of field, to be active in subsistence hunting, just like my mom. I never thought I'd work for the Department of Wildlife Management. I always thought I was going to be a fire chief because of my dad.
As scientists, as biologists, I end up taking advantage of people that have lived here all their lives, that have hunted all their lives, or observed the animals that are around here all their lives. And so I end up learning a whole lot from their traditional knowledge.
Robert Sudam is one of four biologists in the North Slope Burl Wildlife Department who take the traditional harvest data collected by HIPAA and merge it with scientific data. Sudam says the dialogue between scientific and Native Alaskan cultures has created a deeper understanding of the region's ecology, but it's not been without the occasional pitfall.
Of course, sometimes traditional knowledge doesn't answer some of the questions that scientists are looking at. Traditional knowledge doesn't know too much about hormones in, you know, that are coursing through animals' bodies. And in fact, there was a scientist up here in Barrow a couple of years ago that was studying the hormones of birds, and he offered to give a talk at the elders' home, and there was no way to translate hormones into Inupiaq. And so that made his talk a very difficult talk to give. But, you know, so there are aspects of traditional knowledge that are extremely valuable, and there are aspects of science that are extremely valuable. When you take them together, I think they make a real powerful tool to make decisions that are important for the resource as well as important for people.
So how many people in Barrow?
There's just over 4,000 people that live in Barrow.
And you said two stores?
We have, there's three stores. There's
the town of Barrow occupies the northernmost point of land in the United States. on the margins of a vast, treeless tundra and the equally desolate Arctic Ocean. At the local grocery store, milk costs $5.29 a gallon, a loaf of bread about $3.50. Although Tokelek Hefa takes pleasure in living off the land, no one up here really hunts for pleasure, or even to offset the high costs of groceries. The Inupiaq lived on the North Slope long before the first grocery store. Hepa works to preserve an intimate cultural connection to the land because she believes losing it would be devastating.
I know with my daughter, it is my responsibility to teach her what my mom taught me. If we weren't able to subsist or we lose that part of our culture, I think that the Inupiaq culture as a whole will be in big trouble.
One area that she really shines in is a Board of Game meeting.
Joff Carroll is the lone federal biologist on the North Slope. He supports HEPA's efforts to incorporate subsistence harvest data into management decisions at all levels, including the Alaska State Board of Game.
And I've seen her go to meetings in Fairbanks and where she's kind of representing subsistence hunters, and there's 40 or 50 sport hunters and guides in the back of the room, kind of all glaring, you know. It just takes a lot of courage to get up and speak for your people and try to push for what's right.
You ever see yourself as a whaling captain?
Probably not, but my uncle gave me a big ulu, the kind that you use to divide the whale, and that means I can be the one to make the marks on the whale, just like my mom.
Tokelek keeps track of the subsistence harvests of the Inupiaq Eskimo for the North Slope Borough Wildlife Department in Barrow, Alaska. Reporting for the Alaska Public Radio Network, this is Robert Woolsey.